Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first of all welcome those back joining us on the radio side through 92.3 FM. We also welcome those joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Gary Lyon and Livin' Wardig have had one of those amazing years that a lot of people have hoped for. Gary Lyon is actually here to talk to us about not only what the year has been like for them, but also to talk about the music minister that they've been involved in as well. Gary, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you.
Well, Gary, you know, when you think about 2012, you know, I think, you know, there are some people who can, you know, say, you know, this is one of those years they'll never forget. Talk to us about the year that the Gary Lyon and Livin' Wardig have had and what it's been like for you to see the growth in the ministry you guys have.
Well, I must say it has been an awesome year, a trying year, on top of a great year. And the things we went through in preparing for the CD release, it has been a great challenge, but to see it come to fruition has been a great blessing. Just a lot of rehearsing and, you know, and fine-tuning and you know, really working on our craft to make sure that the delivery of the music is being given to the people that they can feel what we've been through and also to be blessed within themselves. And within that, in preparing for that, we went through 6 months of classes with our spiritual advisor, you know, really getting to the core of our purpose and the purpose of our ministry. And then on top of that, with the music coming in, rehearsing and practicing with our producer, with vocal coaches, it just fused a great combination of joy, release, excitement for this new project, That Praise.
Yeah, yeah. And so with That Praise, you know, this is a journey that, you know, a lot of people look at success like yours, Gary, and they think, you know what, you know, I have a talent and, you know, the world's going to automatically know who I am. This has really been a process. And mm-hmm. for you, it's been, you know, some 7-plus years in the making to be able to see how it has grown and been able to flourish. When you mm-hmm. look back over that time, when you look back over, you know, the 7 or so years that you all have been able to not only to minister, but also I think to really give people hope. What has it been like for you to know that you have not only been able to fulfill your calling, but also to know that people are really being helped, people are really benefiting from the music ministry that you all are providing?
You know, it brings, for me and for the group, it brings great joy, you know, that people are being helped and people are being ministered to by the music that we give. Some of the songs that I've written on the project, like That Praise or I Believe, you know, just knowing that people are being touched by that is just, it's beyond words. And I know we're not there yet, meaning the super gospel stars, but the lives that we have touched thus far, it's refreshing. It's refreshing to get an email from someone to say, hey, you know what, I listen to your music and I'm blessed and I'm healed by the words that you speak out of your mouth that God's given you.
Well, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Gary Lyon. It's Gary Lyon and Livin' Wardig, of course, is the group that we're talking about, and the amazing ministry that they've been able to enjoy and the success they've been able to have. You know, Gary, we talk about on this program that all greatness does have a beginning, and, you know, your journey really began before the group was created. When did you first know that music was the gift, that was what God had given you outside of other things, to be able to not only speak to his people, but also to provide some hope for people as well?
I think at a very young age of 5 years old, when I did my first solo in church, you know, growing up, not being able to speak that well by having a speech impediment, I focused on singing, loved to sing. I would practice in front of my mother as she's cooking dinner, you know, this is what I'm going to be singing, especially for my first solo. So, at a young age of 5, and then by age of 6 and 7, getting their family group together and, you know, just getting, just singing together and teaching them at such a young age. I'm like, why am I so into this? But I knew at a very young age, and as I became into my teenage years, how I was prophesied that, you know, that this would be my calling, you know, ministry and song, and that that my stronghold is going to be, you know, I'm going to be very strong in spirituals and in hymns. That's going to be my backbone to carry me through this whole music industry and writing and creating music and rearranging music, and that was going to be my background and my strong point.
Yeah. And so, you know, you mentioned the speech impediment, something that I also struggled with growing up, so I can totally relate to that. How did you get past the fear, Gary? Because, you know, we all know that, especially when you're putting yourself out there, I mean, even though we know it's not about us, we're the ones that people see. So, you know, in a lot of ways, it's, you know, even though we're not supposed to have the spirit of fear, you know, fear is not always that easy to be able to overcome. How did you do it? How did you get past people looking past Gary and seeing what Gary was bringing?
Well, you know what? I mean, I can speak on the speech impediment that turned around and allowed me to focus on those other things. But when you have to focus and work on talking correctly and breathing, and when you get excited or when you get nervous, you know, there are a lot of skills that people that don't have that issue, that they just, it's just normal for them to do. They don't think about that. But when I had to think about those things over and over and to prepare myself to speak, I turned that into my ministry and the singing that I do, that, you know, I just, for singing, you know, it just comes natural. And my preparation for my speech impediment and singing and ministering to people, it wasn't a fear. It was just a release. As people talk normally, for me, singing was talking. So anytime I was able to pick up the microphone, it was a release for me, you know, spiritually and personally.
Right.
Because that's where I felt most comfortable.
And I'm sure there are people that can definitely relate to that, Gary, because it speaks to them, speaks to where they are as well and what they have been able to see. I want to ask one more question about this before we get into the single we're going to be hearing. Do you think that also is part of how you're able to keep the you out of it? Because you know that it is God that is the one that is doing it.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, it's so important to, and I tell my group members that and myself all the time, it's not about us. It's not about us. It's a ministry that God has put in for Gary Line and Living Water to move forward. And if this is not for you, or if you decide to leave, if you decide to stay, He will bring someone in, because it's not about us. Individually, it's not about us. And we have to, my mother's always told me to always humble yourself. Never get the big head. Never say it's all about me, the music that you write, how you're able to get groups together and how they're able to have great harmony. It's not about that. You know, stay humble. And if it's doing well, to God be the glory.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening with the group today. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. Gary Lyon of Gary Lyon and Living Waters joining us live, talking with us about the success of the group this year, but also about the journey to where they are today. He's also taking us back to when he was just 5 years old, when he realized the gift, realized what he had been given, and now how he's able to share that with all of you. Gary, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the single That Praise. Have you talk a little bit about it and what you hope our listeners are able to take away from it, okay?
Okay.
Again, you're listening to us here at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you have years of unfiled taxes? Is the IRS threatening to levy your bank accounts or garnish your wages? Do you have a huge tax bill that you will never overcome? Are you a business owner facing payroll tax issues? The burden of tax problems can be too much for many to handle. You are not alone. In fact, millions of other Americans are facing similar problems. Do what thousands have done. Put your tax problems in the hands of the professionals at Legal Tax Solutions. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about the services that Legal Tax Solutions offers. They are staffed with former IRS agents that have spent years on Capitol Hill addressing tax issues for members of Congress. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problem a thing of the past. Do not let the IRS take your paycheck or close your business. Call today and receive your free consultation, and make sure to mention Conversations Live. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problems a thing of the past.
Hi, I'm Bruce Treader. Everybody's got to eat. Most can't cook. No problem. Join me every weekday for quick and easy cooking right here on Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb, where we'll talk about practical cooking tips to help you get a good meal on the table real fast. You can also check me out at www.gottaeat.com. That's GOTTA-eat.com. Bottom line is it's all about having fun and eating flavorfully, and that's exactly what we'll do together. You bet.
Thanks for that, Bruce. Bruce will actually be joining us for our primetime show this evening. That's at 8:25 p.m. Eastern time, so make sure you guys do join us for Conversations Live beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern for our primetime edition. We're back now with Gary Lyon, though, of Gary Lyon and Living Water. We've been talking to him about the group, the success of it, and also what their 2012 has been like. At the end of the program, we'll be telling you guys how you can find out more information about the group and also get that project, that praise. Gary, let's talk about the album and that single. We're going to ask our producer, Jeff, to get it ready. When people listen to this single, what do you hope they take away from it, and as well as what you think it says about the entire project?
What they're going to get out of that is healing and deliverance, being set free, knowing that it's not in the hands of man, but God. And when they hear that, they will feel that through the voices that Living Water sings. And through the lead, who's Aisha Lane, and I'm on that song too. But they're gonna feel a source of healing and being set free. And it's power in His name, no other name, not my name Gary or not your name Cyrus, but God.
Exactly. Well, Gary, since we have you here with us, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
Okay. So our single is called "Power in Your Name." That's on our new sophomore CD. That praise, Gary Lyon and Living Water. Power in Your Name.
That was Gary Lyon and Living Water here on Conversations Live with that praise from the project with the same name. Gary Lyon has been joining us here for this segment, talking with us not only about the group, what it's been like to be able to touch lives the way they've been able to, but also, of course, the music and the ministry that goes along with it. So, Gary, you know, as many people are looking forward to 2013, what is your hope for them as they listen to the album, That Praise, and are able to benefit from that message? What is your hope for them as they then start looking at their lives a little bit differently and what's possible for them?
My hope for them is, again, from the song I thought they were going to play, like Power in Your Name, that they'd be being healed and delivered and set free, but also some of the songs that, like Before Your Throne, just knowing He is God and, you know, anything that's going on in your life, just bring it before Him. Also, the spiritual, soon I'll be done with the troubles of this world. All these troubles, all these trials and tribulations that you go through, just really just being able to be released, being happy, being set free. And I'm hoping that, you know, there are many different songs on this album that will touch people differently. But I think the all-around purpose is people to be happy and to be set free, released from shackles, like the last song on the album is Shake. Whatever you're going through, He will take care of you. And when your burdens get heavy, all you need to do is just shake it off. Shake every weight, every burden, every tribulation, everything negative. Just shake it off and let Him have complete control. So that is my hope and prayer and my desire for people as they're listening to this project, That Praise.
Well, we're definitely going to let them know here in a moment how they can get their own copy of it. But again, Gary Lyon of Gary Lyon and Living Water has been our guest, really sharing, I think, not only an inspirational story, but also, I think, showing what is possible for all of us as well. And he's been able to do that through not only his own life, but also through the music. The new project is called That Praise. Gary, how can our listeners find out more information about you as well as get their own copy of the album?
You can look us up on Facebook on the Living Water. Livingwater, Facebook.com. You could also, to retrieve the music, you can go to iTunes. It'll be under That Praise, Living Water, or you can go to CD Baby also. Our website is under construction right now, but, you know, soon they will be able to go to livingwatergospel.com.
Okay. All right. So definitely look them up at Living Water at Facebook.com, as Gary mentioned, of course. Then the music is available at iTunes and CD Baby, so definitely take advantage of that. Gary, thank you so much for taking our time to be with us as we get ready to close out this year, being a part of our last week this year. And we wish nothing but continued blessings for the entire group and yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Gary, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or through twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and you'll be able to find the link right there. We're going to take a break here. Remember, at the bottom of the hour, I'll be speaking with the networking queen herself, Andrea Nierenberg. She'll be making her first appearance on the program to talk to us about how she's helping people to market themselves to success. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. For our online listeners joining us through Blog Talk, you have to switch channels, as it were, while we go to break and transition to the next half hour. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/conversationpieces, and that's where you'll be able to hear the next part of our broadcast. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.